Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning, where we're diving into the latest corporate moves shaping our world. Today, there's a big one from the US rail sector that's got everyone talking.
Morning, Alice. I see you're referring to the potential Union Pacific Norfolk Southern merger. That's a massive deal, right? $200 billion.
Exactly. Union Pacific confirmed they're in advanced talks, and if this goes through, it would create the first coast-to-coast US railroad. Pretty bold move, especially given the sector's recent challenges.
Wait, the Surface Transportation Board has a history of blocking big rail deals. So what makes this one different?
Good question. Well, the current board is Republican-controlled, and Trump's administration is generally more pro-business. That might help, though they'll still have to convince regulators it's in the public interest.
Right. And what about the market reaction? Shares in Union Pacific slipped while Norfolk Southern rose.
Exactly. Union Pacific's shares are down 2.5% and Norfolk Southern is up 1%. It shows that investors are cautious but intrigued.
That's interesting. So the merger could help with congestion in Chicago, right? That's a major bottleneck for rail traffic.
Yes, Chicago is the busiest rail interchange in the US. A combined network would streamline operations there and potentially reduce costs and improve service speed.
But there's also the challenge of fluctuating freight volumes and rising costs.
Absolutely. The rail industry is under pressure from tariffs, labor costs, and fuel prices. A merger could help them absorb these costs more efficiently.
And this would be the biggest rail merger since 2023, right?
Yes, that's right. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern merger was $31 billion, and even that went through despite Biden's crackdown on big deals.
So this deal could set a new precedent, especially with the current administration.
Definitely, it's a significant move for the industry, and we'll be watching closely to see how regulators and the market react.
Thanks for breaking that down, Alice. It's a huge deal with a lot of potential implications.
You're welcome, Lewis. And that's the UK Business Morning for today. Join us back here tomorrow for more insights into the business world.